We now welcome on to the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Tony Trucciani. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Congratulations to your guys. Another wild game, 30-27 double overtime win over Richmond. What pleased you with the way your team played?
Yeah, that was a really good football game. I mean, Richmond's a really good team. They're talented, well-coached. They didn't make many mistakes. What really pleased me with our football team was just our ability to continue to fight and believe in each other and in a really good CAA football game. You know, it was a one score game all day. And I think that's a valuable experience for our football team. When you're in those kinds of games and every play matters, every possession matters. You know, for us, I think a key was, you know, getting creating the one turnover in that game. And responding with points was big for us. Pleased with the red zone stop at the end of the game and driving down the field and Skylar Davis making a big field goal. And at that point, I felt like, you know, we had some momentum in overtime. We had a really great crowd at Rhodes Stadium, parent and family weekend that really showed out, even with the weather and the hurricane. You know, about 10,000 people cheering us on and helping us finish that football game with a big CAA win at home.
Third straight comeback win over a quality team, the last two weeks over ranked teams. How much belief on your sidelines these days when you guys are getting in these tough situations?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, the guys, they rally around each other. They didn't panic or flinch. You know, you go into halftime and it's a tie ball game. Those guys had confidence in their ability to come out and play football in the second half all year. So felt good about where we were with that. It's been big for us to be able to win these close football games.
Your defense, yardage-wise, gave up 528 yards, but only 17 points in regulation. And I know you guys are a little banged up in the secondary. All in all, how did you feel like your guys held up in that game?
I think what we did is we made them earn it. You know, they gained a lot of yards, but the yards were gained in front of us. And, you know, it's tough to watch. You know, Reese is a very accurate passer. He's super efficient. Their whole offensive system has been super efficient all year. And he's got some good targets and they're good up front. They protect. And so we kept the ball in front of us, you know, minimized the explosive plays. They cracked a few on us, but a big red zone stop was important. The turnover was important. Thought we did a nice job on special teams. You know, there were a couple situations there around the 50 where we could have went for it on fourth down. And I mean, I hate the punt. I do, but felt like, you know, if we can get them inside their 15-yard line and make them go the distance, we could get some stops and end up working out in our favor.
First question this morning from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Good morning, Coach. I wanted to ask a little bit kind of in that vein on the special teams play with Chandler Brayboy, you know, somebody who's kind of a big part of the offense.
You just cut out there, Kyle, going in and out of mute.
Sorry about that. With Chandler Brayboy, with what he's done on the punt coverage unit, what is it about his skill set that he's been so great kind of on the punt team?
Yeah, well, he can really run and he's strong. He's highly competitive, aggressive kid. And that's what makes him great at that role. And, you know, he's been doing that for us, did it well last year as well. He's tough to block. He's strong and fast, and he's committed to it, you know, and he wants to do it. He wants to help the team.
And then on defense, Marcus, you know, yet again with another big game, especially in the second half. What is it about Marcus where he's sort of stepped up into that role where he's kind of consistently making those big plays in the second half?
Yeah, Marcus, he's extremely talented, but he's also a very smart football player. He's savvy. He can recognize things, and he's a very slippery defender. So, yeah, he's been highly effective for us on the edge of our defense and trying to get to the quarterback Marks is playing really well for us right now.
Next question from Eddie Hughes. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Coach. The second and third quarter and the fourth quarter, you guys offensively had a little bit of a struggle. Was it anything that Richmond did to change up the way they were playing you guys, or what did you guys learn from looking at the tape from this past week in those quarters?
Yeah, so Richmond, they are very sound defensively. They're very disciplined. Coach Huseman and that defensive staff, they do a great job of doing their 1-11th on defense. They're going to fit their gaps. They're going to be disciplined with their eyes out back. So they don't give up many big plays. So you've got to earn it. You've got to move them, and you've got to earn your yards against Richmond. And it took us a while to, you know, figure out, all right, which run schemes are best for us. And Andy Marino, Drew Fulmer, our offensive staff, you know, really came together and said, all right, these are the run frames we got to focus on here down the stretch. And fortunately, we were able to crack one there in overtime. Did a great job up front. Our tight ends blocked really well later in the game and on that play. And so did our wide receivers covering guys up.
What does that do for your offense, being able to overcome those struggles come out with the win?
Yeah, it's big because every series is a new series. You know, when you come to the sideline, you tweak the plan and try to correct the mistakes. And it's important to just have that resiliency where you can go out on the next series and it's a fresh start. And it's got to be this drive, you know. And I thought our guys did a really good job with that type of mentality late in the game.
Tony, John Carlos Miller with Rookie of the Week honors from the league, had the big block field goal and then got wide open there on that touchdown in overtime. Just talk about his day.
Yeah, John Carlos had a great day and excited for him to get that recognition. He's an interesting guy. He's from right here in Greensboro, Dudley High School, right here in our backyard. But John Carlos, like, he played offensive line in high school and then moved to tight end as a senior, but runs like a receiver. So he's got a really nice skill set. And as he continues to get bigger and stronger and grow into his frame, he could be a real weapon in our league as a tight end who can stretch the field and block. But like I said, our tight ends did a really nice job covering guys up and moving some people. And John Carlos, you know, he can be a dangerous matchup. He can really run. Yeah.
Your team is back at home on Saturday with Towson coming into town. As you started to break down the Tigers a little bit, just talk about some of the challenges they present.
Yeah, you know, they're an older team. I mean, they've got a lot of older guys. They've got a lot of transfer guys who have played football at other places, but played a lot of football, just not in Towson uniform. So what I'm seeing from that team is I'm seeing growth from them every week. You know, each week they're getting more comfortable with what Rob and that staff is doing with them. You know, they went toe to toe with a really good Delaware team. And, you know, I expect to see them getting better every week. The quarterback's played a lot of football. He knows a lot of different playbooks. You know, so it's, and they're going to make you work offensively. You know, Devontae Edwards and our defensive staff done a really great job for us this year. But this is going to be another game where, you know, you got to prepare because there's a lot of personnel groups. You know, Towson, they're not going to make it easy for you to defend them. They throw a lot at you.
Got one more for you from Bob Sutton. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Tony, how easy or difficult is it to move on after these last two games have been so dramatic for you? Is it easier to move on after these wins to kind of look ahead to that next challenge?
Yeah, I mean, Sundays are fun when you win, Bob, you know, so we, you know, we correct the mistakes though, our, you know, we've been very purposeful in our teaching and, you know, correct the mistakes. But it's important that we grow every week as a team and trust our process, you know, block out the noise on the outside and focus on what we're doing here in this facility. And that's what's most important, and trust the process and our preparation and want to try to win one game a week.
All right, Tony, thanks so much for the time this morning. Go ahead, Bob.
Just one quick question about Giancarlo's. Has he always been on your field goal block unit there, or is that new for him? How did it find you?
So it's a, like an alternate block that we use with him. We do it twice a week, every week in practice, but we don't always run that block in games. And, you know, we like it against longer field goals typically for lower kicks, and he's able to elevate and go get it. So glad we were able to cash in on it.
Gotcha. Thank you.
All right, Tony, thanks so much for the time this morning, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Great. Thanks, Rob.
All right. Thank you.